Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. She's bringing out the inner artist in young students with creativity and confidence. On this episode of the Supercast, we meet an amazing visual arts teacher at Westvale Elementary School, helping students realize their potential and possibilities by engaging them in art projects that are both fun and exciting. We're here with Mrs. Rachel Henderson, who is the visual arts educator for Westvale Elementary. Thanks for spending time with us today.
Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
The reason I'm here is because I was at the school for some other reasons walking around, and I saw your room, and I couldn't resist it, and I wanted to know more about it. So
awesome.
We're back, and I just want to find out, first of all, tell us a little bit about your background in coming to this position, and then let's talk about what you do here and why it's so important.
Okay, great. So I have my degree in fine art, so I have a BFA. Got that in Idaho and moved here with my husband's job. And when you get your kids into the school system, they ask you to come and do PTA. So we do PTA. They ask you to come volunteer. So I did all those things. And then all of a sudden, they're like, hey, you have a teaching degree. Come teach for us. So it kind of just fell into my lap. And I've been teaching art here for about almost 8 years now.
Oh,
and
great.
Yeah, my degree is in secondary, but I have a certification for elementary. So they hired me through the BTS, Beverly Taylor Sorensen Learning
yes.
Arts Program. They hired me through that program, which is amazing. And I've been doing it ever since, and I just love it. It's the best job ever.
That's great.
Can't think of anything I'd rather do.
Well, the BTS program mm-hmm. is really exciting because it has allowed us to expand the art offerings, performing and visual,
right.
in all of our elementary schools. So
it's
now
amazing.
Everyone has a specialist or a teacher that can help out. And I love that you've your enthusiasm for it. And your enthusiasm is obvious as you look around the classroom. There is not a square inch that isn't covered with something related to art. And yet it all feels very calm and very inviting. Can you tell me about a little bit about what you have up around the classroom here to draw kids in?
Well,
so
sure.
To speak.
I figure you better be, inspired by the art room.
Yeah, that's true.
I've got hard work cut out for me. So I just like to make it colorful. I want it happy no matter what's going on with the kids during the day. I want them to come into the art room and be happy, kind of have that aha moment like, oh, this, I can breathe, I can relax, I can just be, right? And so the happier I can make it, the better. The more inspiring I can make it, the better. So color, to me, is the obvious choice. So we take advantage of the rainbow for sure.
Everything is color-coded, and there are lots of messages that jump out. One of them, the growth mindset versus the fixed mindset. And I suppose you probably run into that with teaching art. Oh, I'm not an artist. Oh, I don't, I'm not good at art. How do you address that?
Right. So our first project this year addressed that head on. We did a little project by the Peter Reynolds, The Dot. And it's about a little girl who's very, very unsure of herself, doesn't think she's an artist, doesn't think she can draw or do anything. And her teacher just gives her great advice and says, make a mark and see where it goes. And our whole job is to really just give them a creative environment for them to let their creativity show through, right? So I'm not saying, this is the next step. I want to see what they can create. And by giving them some inspiration around the room, by showing them a few techniques, right, showing them different supplies, I love to put art supplies in front of kids that have never had them before. So they can explore, they can create, and then they discover what they like and what they want to make. So really, it's just about letting them show me what they can create, giving them the freedom and the space to do that. And
I love that. Part of what's fun for me is that you get the material in front of you, whether it's clay or watercolor crayon or whatever else,
right.
and there's an instant impact from what you've done.
Sure.
You've created something right off the bat,
mm-hmm.
and you want to hone it and you want to improve it. But there's an impact, there's a sense of efficacy right away, and
sure.
not everything we do during the day has that, but
for
art
sure.
art does offer
yeah.
that sense of efficacy and
yes.
and the sense mm-hmm. of playfulness and creativity. I like the way you described that. Ken Robison talked about an industrial approach to education versus an agricultural approach.
Oh.
The agricultural creating that fertile atmosphere for learning and creativity.
Right.
And I love that you've created that fertile atmosphere. Like mm-hmm. you say, you put the materials in front, you create this great environment, and then you allow them to express themselves.
Exactly. That's the goal anyway.
Tell me about some of the materials that you have around here. First of all, yarn, paper plates, glue. I wish my entire life were as organized as your room is.
We've got a little of everything. Everyone's everyone else's trash is the art room's treasure. We can make a project out of almost anything. And so that's another plus in my job, is to expose the kids to more than just paper and pencil, right? We get to explore a little bit more.
And I've never seen quite an array of not only paintbrushes. I think you have every size of paintbrush and foam paintbrush I can imagine. But you have like 9 colors of tape as well.
We do. We make good use of all the colors around us, right? We'll incorporate that in one project or another.
Stay with us. When we come back, hear from some students about their canvas in the classroom.
Do you simply love learning online? We can't wait to have you join the amazing teachers in our brand new Jordan Virtual Learning Academy. In Jordan Virtual Learning Academy schools, we offer innovative, fun, and flexible online learning with daily real-time instruction from teachers. Enrollment is currently open for all K-12 students in Utah. Start on the path to personalized virtual learning success now at connect.jordandistrict.org. That's connect.jordandistrict.org.
Tell me your names.
Makylie. Sydney.
And what grade are you in?
6th.
You're both in 6th grade. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What are you working on here?
These are like dots from the book.
Okay.
Talks about how, like, the dots, and you can make anything with just a blank piece of paper.
And so what are you making with your blank piece of paper?
Different types of, like, balls and, like, shapes in them.
Okay. So what do you have here? What is this? Describe this to me.
So it's supposed to be a baseball. So I did the X's first in a white crayon, and then I put red over it for the, like, size streaks, and then I put white in the background.
And why did you choose a baseball?
Because it's one of my friend's favorite sports.
And so how did you get these X's? You did that with a white crayon in advance?
Yeah.
That's the same way I did the flower.
Yeah.
And the star.
So you did the flower and star the same way?
Yeah.
What are some of the favorite projects that you remember doing?
In third grade, a turtle, like a clay turtle.
You remember making a clay turtle back in third grade, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me about the clay turtle.
We sculpted it, then we created it, and, like, colored on it to make, and we made a habitat.
You made a habitat, too?
Yeah.
Where does your turtle live? What kind of habitat?
A
was
pond.
It a city turtle or a county turtle or a country turtle?
Like a country.
Country turtle. So you made a pond?
Pond, yeah.
What was the pond made out of?
Paper and like Sharpies.
Hmm. What's your favorite project?
Definitely when we did where we had to do our portrait, like half of our face.
So you did a portrait that was half of your face? So like a profile?
Yeah.
Okay. And what medium did you use? Was that pastel, gouache, watercolor?
I think we did. Was it crayon? Was it crayon and then watercolor crayon?
Yeah.
And then colored pencil? We used a little bit of everything, right?
What's a watercolor crayon?
It's like a normal crayon, except you'd color it and then you put water over it and then it'd like kind of look like paint.
Mm. Are there any of those around that we could check out?
For sure.
All right. We're going to check out a watercolor crayon. What did you like about your portrait?
How we got to, like everything about it. It was, like, really fun to make.
Do you still have it?
Yeah.
Where did you put it?
Up in my room.
When you said, yeah, it's like, well, obviously I still have it. Yes. So you have it up in your room. What other work do you have in your room from this class?
It was in third grade when we did the equations, where you had to make up an equation and you had to kind of like disguise it, but they had to try to like guess the equation that you did.
So did you start with an equation and then make it into an image, or what?
Yeah,
or how did that work?
So you came up with an image, or not an image, an equation, like a multiply equation, because we were in like third grade, so it was multiply. And we would... So you choose the numbers, you'd write them, well, you wouldn't fully write them down, but you'd, like, make them into something else, else other than the actual number. And you'd have to go through the entire paper doing, like, let's say you did 2, then you'd have to do how you did the 2 the same way down the paper. Mm-hmm. So they have to kind of, like, guess you the equation that you did.
Show them how these work, guys.
Yeah, let's see how those watercolor crayons work. I think you kids call it a mashup. Is that correct? Combining those two things?
Yes,
mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, now you didn't have to do it on that work of art, but is it feeling right? Does it feel right to add it to that one right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So, you color in whatever you're coloring in.
Okay. Do you mind if I try it a little bit just to see if it feels like your regular crayon? Am I going to mess it up?
Just color over there.
All right. Let me know if I go astray. I'm pushing a little bit hard to start with. So it feels... Maybe it resists a little bit more than a normal crayon.
Mm-hmm.
A little more drag.
A little nicer.
Okay. It's a good color. Okay. And keep going. Sorry, I got carried away. I kept coloring once I got started.
So after you color the whole thing in where you want it to be colored in.
And it just looks like crayon so far.
Yeah. And then you
go in. With white paper showing through. Are you going to color it all the way to that end too?
Yeah.
Or do you need to?
I will in a second.
Okay, sorry, I got in the way of your process. Go ahead.
Then you'll take water and it'll start like...
Oh, I like that. So it kind of blends
together.
As you've just put the water over
it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's nice. Now, it doesn't make a totally solid color yet. Now, you use this for your portrait, huh?
Yeah.
That's nice. I can see that working out
we
nicely.
We did like a cityscape.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like where you were looking up at like built like tall buildings,
mm-hmm.
and then we would color these in, and then we would paint them with water.
Lots of different colors of the buildings.
Yeah.
Okay, you have really interested me in this turtle project. Can I grab some, can you show me a couple of those methods that they learn in first and second grade?
So here's our clay bin, and we have colored clay. I usually get them going with white, little pouch, just perfect for little hands, so that they can also paint it.
Can we try it with big hands?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Old hands, at least. No, you're great. You just tear it open. If you can't move it, you're...
Now, these are all, for those listening, these are all single serving packs of clay.
Perfect for little hands.
All right, Crayola Model Magic. Bust it open.
It's almost like a little piece.
It is great because it's nice and soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
perfect.
All right. Well, let's see. I'm going to pull up a brightly colored stool. They're all, even the stools are color coded. Okay, so tell me, what's one of the methods that you teach them in first or second grade that would help me make a turtle?
So in first and second grade, we learn how to do things like pinch pots, exactly what you're doing with the clay right now. You're working it with your hands.
Pinch it, kind of
mm-hmm.
work it.
Working it with your fingertips, pinching it, getting that sticky feeling gone so it can make a shape or
a
form.
I just started doing that. I couldn't resist it. It feels good.
It is. It's very tactile. Kids want to do it.
Plus, nobody else touched it. It's only mine.
It's purely yours. Everyone gets their own, right?
Okay.
They don't have to share.
I owe you a pack of...
you are just fine.
All right. So now I've kind of kneaded it a little bit and played with it. So what happens next?
So the perfect thing about clay, the thing I love the most, is that it's so forgiving, right? If we make a mistake with clay, guess what you do? You roll it back into a ball, and you get to start over. There's
no erasing required.
Yeah, no tears. Everything can be redone. It's all okay.
Oh, yes, I'll bet you do encounter some tears when a project will be going just this way, and oh, no, I messed up.
We've got some perfectionists with us for sure. So.
That's a good lesson, too.
Mm-hmm.
How do you fix the mistake?
You know, that's a lot of overtime saying, you know, it's all about the process, not so much about a beautiful finished project, but the process. What did you learn? How did you feel when you were making this? Was it a good experience? And 9 times out of 10. It is.
Another great lesson that transfers to other classes and to life in general.
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so I've pinched. I know that
I can... roll it into a ball.
Roll it into a ball.
Okay. And we'll do a simple pinch pot.
Should I roll it against the table? Is that the
best
way to do
it? You can do either one. I have the kids roll it on the table. They roll it in their hands. That way, if they have this supply at home, they can do it at home.
All right. Well, I'm feeling perfectionist now because it's feeling more like a 20-sided die than like a round piece of
And we say all the time, there's no perfect in art, right?
There's no perfect in art.
No perfect in art. Perfection does not exist. We do not strive for it.
So if there's no perfect, then you are excused from trying to pursue that, right?
Right. I like that. You're free to just work and try your hardest.
I like that. Okay.
Okay, so we have a ball, and now the essence of a pinch pot is to take your thumb and just push right in, almost making a small donut. Right?
Okay.
You don't go all the way through the clay. You just make that round little circle.
Okay.
And then because it's called a pinch pot, we take the ends of our fingers and we just start pinching. We start pinching and pulling and pinching and pulling. We're making a circular shape and we're working the clay up as we go. And from time to time, we'll get saucers that are flat, right?
Oh, yeah.
That don't keep the shape. And so we show them little techniques. I'll show you.
Oh, I've got a little bubble forming.
Yeah.
All right.
There's different things with the clay that you can.
Bubble. Okay.
So if you're like, oh, this is more of a bowl, not a pot, I can say, let's fold it back in. Let's make it more upright. Let's fold it back in. Like I said, clay is very forgiving, right? Yeah. We can always smooth things out later.
Right.
Hold your hand in a cupping shape. Use the end of the table to make a nice lip. There are lots of little tricks you can do.
Mm.
When we don't even need any tools for this. This is just our hand, right? And we're going around and around. If we wanted to add maybe a stem or if we wanted to add a handle, we could pull some clay off there and do that. But then at the end, we dry them upright so they're little domes. And then the following week, they come back and they get to paint them. So that's a very simple project. And this actually, incidentally, is the shell for our turtle.
Very skills
that they learned way back when we utilize again when they come back for third grade.
Well, I think it's great that first, second, and third grade, there's this progression of skills.
Right.
And that the sixth graders we talked to remembered the turtle as their very favorite project right off the bat.
It's a favorite for sure.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what is the fate of my turtle? I guess I will just smash him back into the clay from whence he came.
The beauty of clay. Roll it back into a ball, put it in a bag, and you can come back to it another time.
I have to admit that this feels really good, and when you had it in your hand showing me stuff, I kind of wanted it back.
Right.
Because it's quite fun.
Very relaxing. Very
okay. Tactile. Very nice. All right, I'm going to put it back in the package here. I don't know. I guess I'll go back. All right. Great. What ideas do you have for parents who may want to incorporate more art in their kids' lives or give them more of a creative outlet at home?
So this was really apparent when we went on soft closure, right? We had lots of kiddos that were like, wait a minute, Miss Henderson, I don't have clay at my house. I don't have, you know, watercolor crayons at my house. And I assured them there were numerous things we did online with pencil and paper. If you could just give your children pencil and paper and time and a space. I've noticed that if there was a designated spot in the house or a designated space for them, they felt more free to create, right, rather than cluttered with everything else. So if you just give them a little space, paper and pencil, there is no end to what they can do.
Thanks for letting me get a little taste of what the kids get to experience here. It's obviously a great experience for them and an important part of their education here at Westvale. So thanks again.
Thank you. Appreciate coming.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.